The night bus sways drunkenly in weekend mimicry of its revellers, heads hung low, gods ignored, emotions sated. Dresses and tresses no longer pristine, their night of worship at the altar of excess is over. Now exhausted in short sleeves and skimpy attire, some with angel's wings, some small butterflies, plump into battered seats, furiously keying mobile phones. The reek of alcohol and heady perfume sit uncomfortably with an acrid stench, for there are no vomit bags, only the stairs. Male pole dancers stare woodenly with more duty than passion down thinly disguised cleavage, whilst others flicker into aggression but soon slump into torpor, calmed by their friends amid whispered conversations of near conquests. Some are blatantly snogging, eyes tight shut to prevent a remembered nightmare in the morning, and females still on the hunt at this the 11th hour indicate with heads to their mates to cast their eye over a somnolent shape and murmur, "He'd get it." Headlights career down an empty lane as a weary driver stops the thrumming bus outside the tunnel's edge. In dribs and drabs the forlorn dismount, stance braced against the chill of dawn, chin on chest for the sleepwalk home, deflated having given it all. Till next weekend. It isn't everyone that chooses the car. Some people prefer the electric stench of ammonia, herded onto caterpillars with luminous eyes that, although they rush with impetuous haste, don't always go where you want them to, leaving you stranded to climb an Everest of stairs. Some people march round a squab ferry's deck as it wallows across a mud-stained tide, rain slanting in their eyes, stinging neck, soaking thighs, wanting to throttle Jerry if he sings the F-word one more time. And some people mutter, "Why didn't I use the tunnel?"